This is Steve Sherlock with another internet radio show or podcast for Franklin Matters. This is number 55 in the series. So let's take about 10 minutes to keep current with what matters in Franklin, Mass. This week as it comes to a close on Sunday, January 24th, 2010. In this session, I'll cover the town council meeting of Wednesday, January 20th, in particular the charter revisions, the downtown improvement project, and the new trash and recycle bins that'll lower the cost of solid waste management by $24 per household per year. So, first, the charter revisions were brought back to this council by Councilor Whalen and Zolo. No additional changes were made to the discussions that were held last September, if you recall those. If not, there are links in Franklin Matters blog to give you those details. More importantly, there will be open forum and public hearings scheduled to solicit additional input from the citizens before the final package is assembled by the town council to go before the legislature. Assuming the changes that are proposed, the legislature accepts, then they would still come back here to be voted on by Franklin at a general election before they become effective. So, nothing's happening right away, still a lot of discussion, but we have the time to make that discussion before the changes get sent up to the State House and then come back to us for a final vote. Second, the downtown improvement project. The latest update was presented to the town council on Wednesday and then to the downtown partnership on Thursday morning. Again, in this particular area, additional sessions will be scheduled to allow for input from the Franklin residents. A copy of the presentation is available on Franklin Matters. And third, the DPW presented a proposed rate change, actually a reduction from $244 a year to $220 per year, a decrease of $24. Now, the change is dependent upon approval of the new contract to implement a single-stream collection system. Now, single-stream is somewhat a misnomer in that there would be separate trash and recycle bins. However, the recycled items can all be mingled in the one bin, or barrel, a 65-gallon barrel. We'd no longer need to separate the cardboard from the cans and bottles that we do today. A picture of the two new bins, or at least a sample of them, is available on Franklin Matters for you to review. Looking ahead this week, there are two meetings of note. One, on Monday, there's a special town council meeting. Purpose of the meeting will be a budget workshop to review the terminology and process steps for the 2011 budget. The workshop is intended to bring the new members of the town council, finance committee, and school committee up to speed. It's also open to the public, and this would be a great time to get in on the ground floor of the budget discussion. Note, the actual 2011 budget is not scheduled for discussion. And if you're wondering why, well, part of that will be discussed in the meeting itself, I expect, but Governor Patrick is scheduled to release his budget later this week, and then the House and Senate will release theirs sometime in the near future. Then all three will be reconciled or negotiated to produce one budget sometime before June 30th. That budget is key to what Franklin does. Currently, 30% of our revenue comes from state aid. Separately, the Franklin departments will be coming up with their budget, reviewing it with Jeff Nutting, who will make his recommendation and then bring both his recommendation and the original budget to FinCom, the Finance Committee, for their review before bringing it all to the Town Council, who gets their final say for review and approval. In the second meeting, the School Committee meets on Tuesday in their second regularly scheduled meeting. This meeting will be the first look at the school budget for 2011. So we'll get to see what a level service and a level-funded budget for 2011 would look like, with what the options on what programs would be on the table for discussion in order to try and, quote, balance the budget. The teacher contract is up for renewal this year, as are all the other Franklin Municipal employee contracts. So what those will look like when an agreement is reached is open for speculation at this time. And that's assuming that there will be agreements reached. So in summary, the next several months should be very interactive. Franklin citizens will be looked upon to provide their input to the charter, which is our way of doing business. It's our governing document. The downtown project, which clearly many of us do use the downtown facilities. How we'll drive around that, negotiate around that will be key. And then ultimately the Franklin budget for 2011 will be up for review. We'll have a chance, several opportunities between the FinCom, Town Council, School Committee to have our say as to what we should see or would like to see in the budget. So, if you were looking for a good time to get involved, the time is now. As I close this session this week, let me remind you that if you like what I'm doing, please tell your neighbors. If you don't like something, please tell me. Thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.blogspot.com. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. And the music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark in the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Time Tunes, 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.